Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. It's a great pleasure to speak to Arkady Ostrovsky, the Russia editor of The Economist magazine based in London. We're discussing Vladimir Putin on the eve, theoretically, of a summit between Vladimir Putin, the president for as long as he wishes of Russia, of the Russia Federation, and Joe Biden, the new president of the United States. We're also watching very carefully the health of Alexei Navalny, the protester who has risen to a political presence, a significant political presence in Russia and in Eurasia. Then there is the Russian economy. Arkady, you know very well that Germany has a big vote in the European Union, banking, industry, energy. And recently, sanctions by the U.S. and by the European Union have left out Nord Stream 2, the massive project, 90% complete, I read, to connect Russian energy to Germany and therefore the European Union. The Germans are reluctant. That might be the wrong word. The Germans have acknowledged that Nord Stream 2 is important to them, and they're reluctant to change the terms at all. Is that a profound factor for Vladimir Putin? Is that taken as Germany voting for him?
No, I don't think it is, John, to be fair. I think it's... Personally, I and as the Economist, we don't think this project should go ahead. I completely understand the risks of it. It circumvents Ukraine. It's not driven by commercial logic. It's driven by political considerations and the geopolitics. I think we do have to be careful here because, you know, Germany has been also on the receiving end of some of Russian hostile actions. In fact, Alexei Navalny was the guest, who is now in jail, was the guest of Angela Merkel, the German chancellor. He was treated in a German clinic for the after effects of Novichok, the military-grade nerve agent with which he was poisoned last August. I mean, this is how this whole story started. So, you know, Merkel is not naive and either. The energy issue has always been a complicated one. I think it's important for Germany not to feel, and this is where we get into quite subtle waters, because I think it's important for Germany not to feel sort of pushed by the United States, but you know, be considered and as an essential ally. President Trump was the one actually who was barraging and complaining to Merkel about Germany's dependency on Russian energy and about the lack of contribution to NATO. I think for Joe Biden, you know, more important than Nord Stream 2, although this is a, you know, it's an important project and it hopefully it can be, it can be stopped. I think for Biden, it's very important at this moment is to rebuild trust in Europe between America and its allies. And in that sense, I think the U.S. administration should obviously listen and to hear what Germany has got to say. I think it's an important project. I don't think it's the whole thing. I don't think it's the most important part of this relationship. You know, the Soviet Union and the West kept trading energy, gas and oil, even during the Cuban Missile Crisis. These things have to be, sort of considered with cold head. I think there should be other forms that should be available to the United States and to Germany and to Britain in combating the regime, and one or sort of standing up to Putin's regime. And one of them is in fact probably more important, is going after the dirty money, after the state actors or quasi state actors of Russia, who are enjoying the Western lifestyles, who send their kids to London schools or go shopping in Paris. There should be more personal sanctions. There should be more costs imposed on those who basically looted the Russian state and the Russian taxpayers.
The Russian economy. The Economist has reported that Vladimir Putin has constructed a fortress. The metaphor is used, a fortress of low debt and high reserves, very high reserves, some of the highest he has now, and with a debt to GDP ratio of 20%, which is extremely envious. Everybody can be envious of that. The U.S. has passed 100% debt to GDP. However, Vladimir Putin has done this without growth. Is that a threat to his regime, that the petrodollars no longer allow the economy to grow? In addition, the pandemic has ravaged the country. We don't have good statistics. So is that a threat more than Navalny, the stagnation?
Absolutely. I think they actually come together. Navalny feeds very much on the discontent that is rising from stagnating economy and falling real incomes. Look, Russia has been in this stagnation now for a decade. In fact, it's probably the longest period of economic stagnation, even compared to the Soviet years. This economy can, as you say, can withstand external shocks, particularly anything to do with debt, but it cannot grow and cannot develop. And I think what we're seeing in Russia is a discontent. It is stemming not just from the falling living standards, because those are still higher than they were in the 90s. But it's the discontent is stemming from the sense that there is no prospect, that there is no future, there is no modernization, there is nothing that young people in particular can hope and for and fulfill their dreams. That is a far more serious problem, is that it's a regime that's ran out of things to say. It's a regime that ran out of the vision of the future. And that's what's undermining it much more than anything else. And there is another thing, of course, which is that, yes, it's a fortress economy. It's a sieged economy, but it's still an economy about redistribution of rents, of natural resource rents that are coming from the ground, from the oil, gas, metals, etc. As the world moves to, as part of the climate change readjustments, and as we move towards the change in the energy balance.
We have about a minute, Arkady, a minute, 1 minute, go ahead.
Russia will struggle further, because ultimately in the next decade or 15 years, we'll see a dramatically decreased demand for carbon resources, and that will inevitably affect Russian economy further. So this is we're here for a long, it's a long journey.
Arkady Ostrovsky, he is the Russia editor of The Economist. He's based in London. He observes Russia from the extreme advantage of Europe. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com. Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.